This is the Podcacher Podcast.
The podcast all about geocaching.
We consistently deliver high-quality, family-friendly shows that are informative, inspirational, and entertaining.
Welcome to the show. I'm Sunny.
And I'm Sandy.
From sunny San Diego, California.
Welcome to Podcacher.
This show is packed with geocaching goodness, news, tips and tricks, and tools of the trade.
Also interviews, geocaching events, and stories from around the world.
You can find show notes with links mentioned on the show and a lot more geocaching goodies at podcacher.com. So with that, let's get on with the show. Now time to magnify, exemplify, and propify an extremely cool cache. This cache is so cool it makes icebergs shiver and snowmen quiver, makes the Yeti seek heat and Jack Frost admit defeat. This is a cache too cool for penguins and polar bears, flying reindeer and Arctic hares. It's cold, oh yeah, that cold, a very cool cache indeed. Cool. Baby cool, cool, baby cool.
Very cool, cool. Honey. All right.
Said it was cool.
Well, geocacher Dirk posted on our Facebook page about a unique geocache over in Germany. Mm-hmm. And this is what he said. He said it's a true online multicache, which can be played from all over the world. Mm. You are challenged to visit 10 awesome lost places, online using Google Street View and such to unveil the final location. Now, to log the cache, you would have to book a trip to Germany. But the owner is also fine with a right note after you have uncovered the final coordinates.
Mm, okay.
And we'll put a link to the cache, of course, on the webpage. But it's a multi-cache, 10 different locations, but it all can be done online. And there's email addresses that you have to figure out what the email address is.
Oh, to send it to.
Send it to, and okay. Then you get an automated response.
That's a neat idea.
With the information for the next place.
It's clever.
So it starts off by you having to figure out how to send the email to, like, the travel agent or whatever to start your journey. I haven't gone very far through it, but that gives you coordinates to start with. And then you go there and you have to use Google Street View and other things to uncover where the next one is. And then once you know that, you'll be able to know how to send the email to get the next one. So it's a lot of
fun.
Yeah, work put into this, obviously. And anybody can do it because it's...
But you can't log it
online from
your own. You can't actually log it.
You can't. Well, you certainly shouldn't because you didn't really find the final, but you can write a note saying, hey, you solved it. You went through the whole process. There's also a travel bug called Lurum's Virtual World Traveler, and that's we'll have some pictures and also a link to that travel bug because he's basically trying to get the word out about this cache that he created. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And he's wanting people to share that travel bug and spread it around so that other people will find out about this geocache as well.
That's cool.
So we'll have links to the travel bug and the cache in our show notes, and you can go check it out and see if you can solve it no matter where you live around the world.
Podcacher.